If it could keep you healthier and save you money and you don't even need any new prescriptions. Dimitri talked earlier about why getting more involved with your health care with Susan Denser is important. She's editor-in-chief of Health Affairs.
Some people are even calling this the blockbuster drug. Patient activation or patient engagement is when a patient has the knowledge and the skills and the ability and the willingness to help manage his or her own health. So if I've got diabetes, do I know how to measure my blood sugar level? Do I know how to give myself insulin? Do I know what foods to eat and what to avoid? Do I have the confidence that I can manage my condition? You would think a good healthcare system would have been making sure that patients were that way all along. That hasn't always been the case.
Right. Well, we won't cry over spilled milk. We'll focus on what's being done now. If you needed motivation to get involved in your own health care, look no further than money. You're going to have much higher health care costs, it appears, if you're not paying attention.
That's right. There's a kind of a questionnaire you can give patients called the patient activation measure that asks patients to respond to 13 statements like, I know what my prescribed medications do. Or, I'm confident I can tell my doctor concerns I have, even if the doctor doesn't ask. Or, I know I can maintain the lifestyle changes I need to make, like diet and exercise. If you agree with a lot of those statements, you are what's called an activated patient. And we published a study that looked at 30,000 patients at a big health system in Minnesota called Fairview. And it showed that when people were given that questionnaire, and if they scored very low, meaning they weren't very activated or didn't feel very activated, they actually had healthcare costs that were up to 21% higher than the people who scored very high on that questionnaire. So not surprisingly, if you understand what your medicines do in your body and you take them, you're less likely to end up back in the hospital because you weren't taking them, and therefore you're not likely to run up a big hospital bill.
Could the internet help us tremendously with this?
It already is. It's very clear that many patients are going on the internet, learning more about their health and healthcare. Of course, you have to go to a site that is a credible site. But if you do, there's a lot of information out there that can help. One problem we have, though, in this country is that a lot of us are not very health literate. We don't really understand the healthcare system. We don't really understand our health conditions. So the Assistant Secretary for Health at the Department of Health and Human Services, Howard Koh, and his co-authors have said that really every health system has to assume that all of us are at risk for not understanding our health conditions, not understanding what to do about them, how to negotiate the healthcare system, and weave practices into their systems that account for that and that support us all in understanding our health and our healthcare.
What's new at Health Affairs this week beyond what we've just been talking about?
We are just about to bring out an updated health policy brief that looks at something that the nation's physicians ought to be fairly excited about. Medicare physician fees have been under threat of being cut for more than a decade. And in fact, just in January, Congress and the president put off a 27% reduction in Medicare fees for physicians. Just recently, the Congressional Budget Office said we could fix that problem for a lot less money than we thought. And that makes it much more likely that Congress will finally step in and provide what's known as a doc fix to fix these fees for doctors who are seeing patients on Medicare.
And that's Susan Denser, editor-in-chief of Health Affairs, joining us on Skype. Read more about the studies at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.